With me, please, for our second reading, to Judges chapter 9. It's a lengthy chapter, so I'll ask you to buckle up as we read. Judges chapter 9, verse 1, hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired Word of God. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem unto his mother's brethren, and communed with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, Speak, I pray you, in the ears of all the men of Shechem, whether it is better for you, either that all the sons of Jerubbaal, which are 70 persons, reign over you, or that one reign over you. Remember also that I am your bone and flesh. And his mother's brethren spake of him in the ears of all the men of Shechem, all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, He is our brother. And they gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berit, wherewith Abimelech hired vain and light persons which followed him. And he went unto his father's house at Ophrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, upon one stone. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, was left, for he hid himself. And all the men of Shechem gathered together, and all the house of Milo, and went and made Abimelech king by the plain of the pillar that was in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice and cried, and said unto them, Hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, Reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, Should I leave my fatness, wherewith by me they honor God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? And the trees said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then the trees said unto the vine, Come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, Should I leave my wine, which cheereth God and man, and go to be promoted over the trees? Then said all the trees unto the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. And the bramble said unto the trees, If in truth ye anoint me king over you, then come out and put your trust in my shadow. And if not, let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now, therefore, if ye have done truly and sincerely in that ye have made Abimelech king, and if ye have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you and adventured his life far and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and ye are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother. If ye then have dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo. And let fire come out from the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away and fled and went to Be'er and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. When Abimelech had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. And the men of Shechem dealt treacherously with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them, and upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in the killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem set liers in wait for him in the top of the mountains, and they robbed all that came along that way by them. And it was told Abimelech, and Gaal, the son of Ebed, came with his brethren, and went over to Shechem, and the men of Shechem put their confidence in him. And they went out into the fields, and gathered their vineyards, and trod the grapes, and made merry, and went into the house of their God, and did eat and drink, and cursed Abimelech. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, said, Who is Abimelech and who is Shechem that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jerubbaal and Zebul, his officer? Serve the men of Hamor with Hamor, the father of Shechem, for why should we serve him? And would to God this people were under my hand, then would I remove Abimelech. And he said to Abimelech, increase thine army and come out. And when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled. And he sent messengers unto Abimelech privily, saying, behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his brethren be come to Shechem, and behold, they fortify the city against thee. Now therefore up by night, thou and the people that is with thee, and lie in wait in the field, and it shall be that in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, thou shalt rise early and set upon the city, and behold, when he and the people that is with him come out against thee, then mayest thou do to them as thou shalt find occasion. And Abimelech rose up, and all the people that were with him by night, and they laid wait against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and the people that were with him, from lying in wait. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, behold, there come people down from the top of the mountains. And Zebul said unto him, thou seest the shadow of the mountains as if they were men. And Gaal spake again and said, see, there come people down by the middle of the land, and another company come along by the plain of Moenenim. Then said Zebul unto him, where is now thy mouth wherewith thou saidst, who is Abimelech that we should serve him? Is this not the people that thou hast despised? Go out now, I pray thee. Go out, I pray now, and fight with them. And Gaal went out before the men of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him, and many were overthrown and wounded, even unto the entering of the gate. And Abimelech dwelt at Arumah, and Zebul thrust out Gaal and his brethren, that they should not dwell in Shechem. And it came to pass on the morrow that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech. And he took the people and divided them into three companies, and laid wait in the field, and looked. And behold, the people were come forth out of the city. And he rose up against them and smote them. And Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood in the entering of the gate of the city. And the two other companies ran upon the people that were in the fields and slew them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day, and he took the city and slew the people that was therein and beat down the city and sowed it with salt. And when all the men of the tower of Shechem heard that, they entered into an hold of the house of the god Berit. And it was told Abimelech that all the men of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech got him up to Mount Zalmon, he and all the people that were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bough from the trees and took it and laid it on his shoulder and said unto the people that were with him, what ye have seen me do, make haste and do as I have done. And all the people likewise cut down every man his bough and followed Abimelech, and put them to the hold, and set the hold on fire upon them, so that all of the men of the tower of Shechem died also, about 1,000 men and women. Then went Abimelech to Thebes, and encamped against Thebes, and took it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and thither fled all the men and women, and all they of the city, and shut it to them, and got them up to the top of the tower. And Abimelech came unto the tower and fought against it, and went hard unto the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman cast a piece of a millstone upon Abimelech's head and all to break his skull. And he called hastily unto the young man, his armor bearer, and said unto him, draw thy sword and slay me, that men say not of me, a woman slew him. And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, they departed every man into his place. Thus God rendered the wickedness of Abimelech, which he did unto his father in slaying his 70 brethren, and all the evil of the men of Shechem did God render upon their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal. May God add His blessing to the reading and to the hearing of His most holy word. All right, well, let's pick out a few interesting points of the long chapter, so we'll try to be brief. First of all, we see Abimelech's discontentment with his station. This is an important point that we must remember. Discontentment with one's station often leads to many sins. In the end, it cost Abimelech his life. Notice that Abimelech was, shall we say, inaptly named by Gideon. Gideon Jerubbaal should not have named his son Abimelech, which means what? My father is king, and so guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to be king too. And remember that Gideon refused that office when they offered it to him earlier on in his career. But then this particular son of his, which was not a son of his wife, but a son of his handmaid, an illegitimate son. By illegitimate, what do we mean? He would not be an heir. It was him that Gideon named Abimelech. And so we see how out of accord Gideon's thought process was later on in his life. Abimelech, however, took his name very seriously, and he believed that he was going to be king. And so he came to the men of Shechem. And why did he come to Shechem? Because Shechem was where his mother was from. And so he said, we're brethren, aren't we? Tell me something. You want to be ruled by 70 sons of Gideon? Or would you rather be ruled by one, and that one being one of your own number? In other words, if you make me king, I'll do you favors. I'm one of you. And so, what do you think they said? Well, they said, okay, we understand the program. We'd rather have you, one of our brethren, reigning over us than the 70 sons of Gideon who are not one of our brethren. We think our chances are better with you. And so they signed up with him. And having signed up with him, then they went over to the house of Gideon and they slew 70 of Gideon's sons, and only one remained, Jotham. And Jotham had no design to be king. Jotham did not arrogate to himself those kinds of prerogatives. Rather, Jotham takes up the office of a prophet, and he has a parable or a proverb for them. Remember the parable or proverb? It's pretty famous. What's the first? Well, olive tree, come and reign over us. And the olive tree says what? I've got other work to do. I don't need to be king over you. I don't need to be king over the trees. The Lord has given me something that is more worthwhile, the calling, the station that He's given unto me. What is Jotham doing here? He's laying the foundation, the groundwork for the sin of Abimelech, and that is what? He's going to press out of the station that God has given him. First, the olive tree says, no, I make oil. Oil is for man's nourishment and also for the service of God. Remember that the oil was used to anoint the high priests, and there were many things within the tabernacle that oil was used for. Why should I leave all of that? The olive tree says. So then they turn to the second tree is what? The fig tree, that's right. Turn to the fig tree, and the fig tree says, well, now wait a minute. Why would you have me to reign over the trees? I've got a wonderful service that God has given to me. I provide sweetness and refreshment to God's people. I'm not built to be the ruler over the trees. So then they move to the third, and that is the vine, right? And the vine says what? Well, no. I too have a calling. I too have a place in God's order of things. I provide wine that cheers the heart of man, and I provide refreshment also for the offerings. Look at me. This is not what I'm built for. I shouldn't be a king over the people. And then what? Then they go to the bramble. The bramble. Now, what does the bramble have to offer? Two things. Stickers and fire. That's it. Stickers and fire. And so they come to the bramble, reign thou over us. We can't have all these other guys, so we'll take you. And the bramble says, all right, if you'll have me to reign over you, then come and shelter yourself in my shadow. Get up close to my thorns. And so when Jotham then brings the end to his parable, he says, and let fire come out from this bramble, and let it devour the cedars of Lebanon. And so you see how things are topsy-turvy. They're topsy-turvy. The cedars of Lebanon, those are those strong, tall, enduring trees. Those are the ones built to reign over. But the bramble will light a fire to those trees. And so then, we see the illegitimate reign of Abimelech. He comes to power how? Through accession? Through anointing? No. Through assassination. He comes to power through assassination. And while that will characterize the northern kingdom, the Israelite kingdom, later on in Israel's history, we see it was illegitimate then, it was illegitimate here. He is not a cedar, he's a bramble. And so he offers stickers and fire, thorns and fire. And so the fire comes out, and the first thing it does, it devours the cedars of Lebanon. All those 70 sons of Gideon, they fall to his sword. The men of Shechem will fall, but the men of Shechem will not fall without also doing their damage. And the damage that they do, it seems, to Abimelech is they inflame his pride such that he, after he is done with Shechem, and more rapacious, because he killed how many? Well, he killed everything that moved in Shechem, didn't he? First of all, they were aware of the attack that was coming, and so they set up liars in wait all around the city. And Zebul, what a great guy he is. He's standing there with Gaal, and Gaal says, I see people coming down off the mountain toward us. And he says, oh, no, you're seeing the shadow of the mountain as if it were people. Relax. Everything's okay. When Zebul is actually set up as one of Abimelech's helpers, those forces that are to come upon him. And then he sees another company coming. They're coming up out of the valley here. And then Zebul turns to him and he says, where's that mouth now that you were so proud against Abimelech with before? And so Zebul and all of his company, they're laid waste. And then there are 1,000 men and women that lay up in the tower of Shechem. And there are those who are still coming out of the city. And Abimelech just takes care of them all. And he goes up into the wood. He puts the boughs on his shoulder. He says, now you all do what I do. And all of his men come down with a stick. And they put those sticks around the tower. And they light the fire. And all of them died that were in the tower. What a wicked, wicked way to kill people. Certainly not that valiant battle that we would see. And so he's inflamed with pride. Notice I use the word inflamed because the fire that came out of Shechem inflamed his pride. And so he went to Thebes and said, I can take care of that one too. But in his pride, did he die at the point of a sword? At the point of a spear? Did he die at some great conflict with a warrior? No. A woman cast a stone off the top of a wall. And it crushed his head. And thus he died. And so he chose the coward's way out, telling his armor bearer to fall upon him with the sword, which he did. And so what do we learn from this story? We learn that contentment with station is a really, really important thing. And that I'll tell you that as a pastor, I've sat with people in counseling. And I've just watched certain things play out over time. And I've seen people crush themselves under the weight of their desires outside of propriety for their station. I've seen people who believe themselves to be disenfranchised turn into base manipulators. I've seen folks pine away and and desire things that do not belong to them and make themselves miserable and make those around them miserable. And so we have Abimelech who fulfilled his desires in a rapacious way, would not be content with the station that the Lord had given him. He was that bramble who set fire to the cedars of Lebanon, and in the end himself was burned up. The second thing that we see in this passage is, and this speaks more to parents, fathers than anything else, that Gideon did his son a disservice naming him Abimelech. Let us be careful. The ideology that we put into the minds of our children at an early age, the ideology that we must impart to them is what? That they belong to the Lord Jesus, that they are His children, His servants, that His commandments are wondrous things. And remember, parents, when you endeavor to impart these things to your children, that these truths are as much caught as they are taught. That your unspoken attitudes, your body language, the look of your face has as much to teach your children as the words. All right, well, there's so much more to be said about this passage, but let's bring it to a close and let's call up the Riddell family.